It's 9 o'clock. I'm out of time. It's Friday, September 25th, 2020. Tom Eagle Hunt, your morning mayor. Shane Batalbin, half man, half amazing. In beautiful downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. And thanks for being here with me, Shane. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Always, Eagle Man.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for people to arrive, and I keep I hear myself. So do the best I can, I guess, to ignore that. I don't know what to do about that. All right, let's see. Well, we got people coming in. So, hey, don't forget, Tom and Shane, we're Facebook Live every weekday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, and we're happy to have you join us at that time every day during the week. And also, we are on Saturday. We'll be on tomorrow, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Click a listen live now at Tom and Shane, or at KMMSAM.com, I should say, I guess. And also, watch our previous shows at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you will find us over there. And if you're watching on YouTube, hey, don't forget, like us and subscribe and comment on what's going on here. So let's get going right now because we got some people in here. Will Hunter Biden come up in the debate, Shane, do you think? We should probably talk about what Hunter Biden has been up to in recent days with the FBI and all the investigations that are going on.
Well, yeah, in the last 48 hours, you've had two issues. General Flynn's lawyer got a lot of emails released that are now point right at Biden and Obama, which can't be good for the Biden campaign. That'll come up at the debate. And the other thing that'll come up will be Hunter. I wouldn't be surprised, as you say, that commentator what's his name?
Chris Wallace.
Wallace won't ask a question about Hunter Biden, but Trump will make a comment because it's relevant. You know, $1.5 billion for China is a lot of money. So I don't know so much about Ukraine. That's been, you know, wound around. But the interesting thing aspect of it is that Biden's denied it all along. So, you know, it would be just interesting to see what Biden's response is. You know, of course, the Senate released a report. Why this last week? Who knows? But they didn't say he did anything criminal, but the perception of what happened and how it, you know, how he did went about it is it doesn't look, it just doesn't look good, right? It doesn't look good.
Yeah. I don't know that it's relative or not because it's the sun.
Well, there is a law in your country that people holding public office, it's against the law for them to do anything as a result of their office that, you know, enhances or benefits any family members. So there is a law in the books about it. So we'll see how it's handled. But so far, you know, it's the media doesn't want to take the story up. You know, it doesn't fit their narrative because it's exactly what they projected at Trump for the last 5 years. And the Democrats are guilty of it. So, you know, I mean, it's well documented. I mean, the Sun got $1.5 billion from China and millions from the Ukraine. I mean, it's not like it didn't happen.
Well, yeah.
And his brother got a $100 million contract to build homes in Iraq, and his other brother got a $150 million contract for Costa Rica after a hurricane.
Something like that.
So, I mean, all these things that they've accused Trump of enriching his family, Biden's done. And I can't see why Trump wouldn't bring it up. I fully expect him to.
Well, very possibly he will. You know, I don't know.
But the big question is will Trump or Biden show up? I mean, this, LIDS thing that he's only campaigned 8 days of September. That's, to me, that's just incredible. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The purpose of the whole primary concept of your republic and the long presidential campaign in your republic is for the American people, because of the size of your country, to see the candidates and, if they're literally physically fit to do the job, if they can survive, these campaigns. And I think that was one of the major things that hurt Hillary was that whole issue in Central Park. I mean, excuse me. I think that'll, when it collapsed, that alarmed a lot of people about her health. And, you know, it's like we talked, like Ford's incident, falling off the steps of Air Force One didn't help him against Jimmy Carter, right?
No, it didn't. Well, I don't know. I didn't know Hunter Biden was running for office, Russ says. And he also says, remember Jared, while working at the White House, got a $1 billion bailout for a 666 Fifth Avenue building from the Arabs.
That's true. And, you know, his family has a real estate business similar to the Trump family. And so wouldn't be surprised. But on the reverse of that, it enhanced his ability to get peace in the Middle East. So you can see it as a negative or a positive. Take it to the point, right?
Yeah. Well, Hunter, I think, deserves some attention from the FBI or the CIA or whoever's going to investigate this thing. But whether or not it'll come up in the debates, I don't know.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay. I'll try my best not to. Well, in other news, of course, the protests continue in Louisville. All kinds of information is coming out about this thing. Jane, it's a quadruple mess. I don't know what to believe about this anymore. First of all, they said they were going after a warrant for her ex-boyfriend. He was the boyfriend that was previously there. They also said that Breonna was holding the money for the drug deals. So I don't know if that's right or not. And, I'm not sure what a witness is doing up at 1 o'clock in the morning and why they would serve a warrant for this at 1 in the morning. I don't know.
You've seen enough real life cop shows. So when they go to the door and they pound on it, they pound loud. So yeah, of course that would wake someone up on the second floor. Number one, number two, he fired. The minute he fired the police door, game over. Now, number three, you know, Breonna Taylor was unemployed since 2016. She hadn't worked for 4 years, and you know that didn't come out. So, you know, it's pretty obvious her previous boyfriend was involved with and drugs, and there were conversations that were recorded of her meeting him in prison and discussing holding his money. Then she dumped him because he was in prison and found another guy that was doing drugs. I'm not condemning her for that. I'm condemning that the information that came out about this, you know, when it first occurred, turns out to be most unreliable, you know, and the facts in the case and the grand jury of peers looked at this. That's the way it works. You know, but now Black Lives Matter and everyone wants to, you know, destroy the grand jury process. And you can't have that because a major aspect of common law is the grand jury, where they know they're protected. And, you know, and no one that they're looking at can defend themselves. So it's a one-sided jury that's presented with evidence. And then the evidence are given, they're provided with choices of what to charge with. You know, the attorney general of the state, he doesn't suggest charges. He can only sit there and say, okay, there's this charge, this charge, this charge, this. These are what we can convict him on based on the information we've given you. And it's the grand jury that made those decisions. Now they want to know what the breakdown of the jury, how many men, how many women, you know, the color of the people involved. And all these things are irrelevant because it's about the information. Now, nothing's convicted him. All they've determined is what they're going to charge him with. And at this point, I've seen Black and white attorneys on several stations, networks, the whole woke thing. And they all say the same thing. He should not at all plead guilty. And he should continue with the argument that the minute the shot went off, he thought his fellow officers were endangered, and they didn't know who else was in the house. And yes, I emptied a clip, and but it was in the defense of myself and the officers there, because there were four officers, I believe, right?
Two, I think.
Was it? No, there's more than two.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That's the information I had anyway.
But the other problem you have is it was a stale warrant. You know, it was issued in January. They didn't follow police procedures and have a policeman at the back door. There's a lot of things that were done wrong in the processing and procedure used to effectively issue, you know, present the warrant. That'll all come out in trial, and that's a year away. So we'll find out then.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's where we'll leave it for that.
It's over, yeah. It's over for a year.
Yeah, I just wonder why serve a warrant at 1 a.m. That's an old warrant. I mean, why go out at 1 a.m. and serve this thing? I don't know.
That's up to the administrative side of this. You know,
well, I understand that, but I mean, it just seems a little strange to.
Yeah. It's strange that somebody, when they were planning this at the station, you know, didn't come up a sergeant or supervisor and say, hey, this warrant's stale. We can't use it. We have to go back and get another one. If you have, we shouldn't be doing this. So let's put it off another 24, 48 hours, put them under surveillance, and let's see if a judge will give us another warrant. But
right,
all these things will be covered.
Yeah. Jim has the same question I've had. Why, if no one was charged with her death, the police were justified to the city of Louisville, rather, pay such a great amount so fast? They gave the family $12 million before even the grand jury had made the decision.
Exactly. And this is what we've said, is that one of the reasons that Chicago has the problem it has is police won't go into the neighborhoods because they'll just get hit with a civil rights lawsuit that the city won't defend. They'll just settle it. And, you know, it's cost the city now in 20 years over $800 million because they're all African-American prosecutors and they don't want to prosecute anyone for civil rights complaints. So they'd rather settle them. And it's a short way to being a millionaire, better than a lottery. So,
well, yeah, except Brianna.
Well, again, you know, the woke media claimed and you know that she was shot in her bed. She wasn't. She was shot in the hallway. She was not shot by the officer they charged. The FBI determined it wasn't his gun. That, you know, the bullet didn't come from his gun. It came from another policeman's gun. And so, I mean, you again go through the process. It's a slow process. That's what makes the Republic special. And that's why no one's guilty until proven so.
Yeah. Well, I know the officer they charged was, they charged him for shooting into another apartment. He must have been spraying pretty wildly.
Yeah, he emptied his clip. He fired nine shots, and that's why that's what they could come up with, that they thought they could convict one of these officers on. So it's always that way. It's important for people to know in case of murders, and this both federal and state, less than 6% end up in court because most are pleaded out. And of the 6% that go to court, there's a conviction rate of less than 2%. So it's not easy to prosecute and convict somebody of murder. It in your country, and with a reasonable team of lawyers or lawyers like O.J. Simpson, you know, one line in court, if the glove don't fit, you can't commit. Well, that was it. That's what the jury went on, and that's why I got found innocent.
Yeah.
And then you have double jeopardy, so you can't, try somebody for the same crime anywhere, federally or state, in your country. So, great system, best in the world, unless you can find a better one. Well, I guess Sharia laws, you know, quicker. I mean, just gathering the floor and say, guess enough. You shouldn't have stolen that. So, drop off your left hand. You have to wipe your you know what with your right hand. Lucky you.
Okay. Works for me.
Yeah, that works for them. Has for you know, 400 years. So.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's going on, the federal judge has blocked early termination of 2020 census.
Not a big surprise. You know, $1.5 trillion is provided to the states by your federal government, similar to the way our confederation works. People pay their taxes to the federal government, and then they redistribute it. I don't know why the Republicans didn't pick up this argument for redistribution while Obama was around, and to, you know, even today. You know, it's been going on in your country for 100 years, ever since you know, you had a constitutional amendment that said the government could tax you, and that's the way it works. So that's based on how many people are in your state, and the problem that a lot of states are having, particularly California, is they are attempting to include illegal immigrants. And that'll be challenged in the courts, you know, especially if Trump wins. He will challenge their census in the courts. And he'll probably sign, if he gets reelected, I would bet he'll sign an executive order. And I think if he wins the House and the Senate, they'll pass a rule, you know, something that about, you know, the census should include, you know, are you a citizen of the United States? I mean, all these things will happen. There's no question that it'll be all challenged. Yeah.
Well, I know they very badly want to count illegals because it helps with their voting situation. And representatives of Congress, of course, you know, they want all these illegals because of people moving out of California, moving out of Illinois, moving out of New York, and whatever. So you got to have them.
Yeah, they have, you know, to make the loss of the couple of million people that have moved out of California. And the only way to do that is to, you know, count illegal immigrants. But now that's going to create a problem with this whole process, because it's the Congress makes this decision. Once the census is completed, it's brought to the Congress, and they determine, you know, what states lose or gain members of the House. So you're going to have a huge problem with that being delayed, because if the Republicans take over the House, they'll go to committees to review the count in California. And the Republicans' claim will be that they've used the illegal immigrants to make up for the loss of citizens. You know, there's so much that we're going to be able to talk about. People think politics are going to be over on the 4th of November. Baby, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better.
I was going to say, it ain't going to end there, that's for sure. Let's see. Yeah, I know. Tom, you have an echo when you speak. I know, and I'm not sure what's going on with that.
It's a conspiracy. I'm trying to affect his velvety voice.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at everything I can, and I don't see. I don't see anything wrong. So don't know.
Continue on. A little echo never hurt anyone. They get to hear you twice.
Yeah, well, apparently. I don't know. It's always something with these damn things, you know?
Of course. It's called technology, and it's not exact. And that's why everybody has issues with them, particularly not understanding or having a lot of computer knowledge. That, you know, that, but yeah. You, I don't know, you've got it all, baby, so.
Yeah. You're sure you don't have your speakers on, huh?
Yes, I haven't got them on. I have them turned off.
Okay. Because that'd be the only thing I could figure what it would be. It was feedback from your speakers because of the delay going to Vancouver.
Sorry, not me, baby. Not coming from my end. I'm checking my sound, and it's my sound. Yep. Input and output is USB. So there you go.
Okay.
Not built-in speakers. So regrettably, can't help you on this one.
All right. Sounds good to me. Well, Spectrum, maybe the issue, as James says, that could be. Spectrum. Why don't you talk? I'll leave and come back.
Oh, well, if you want. We got Trump buying votes with taxpayer dollars. If you are Trump, you cheat. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that many Americans enrolled in Medicare would receive a $200 card in the mail in several weeks, a brazenly political effort to gain stronger support among older Americans before Election Day, costing taxpayers $6.6 billion. And then he has a reference. Well, Craig, this has been going on for, 10 years now with Obamacare. So he had a speech in Charlotte, North Carolina, to pronounce his new plan and sign an executive order granting benefits and coverage with people with preconditioned health issues, and at the same time let people know, particularly people with Medicare, which is elderly, why you would pick on older people. Craig, I don't understand. Tom would probably not be happy with that. I think Tom would be happy with a $200 credit card to use. And anyway, the point is this is what presidents do. This isn't new. So bad argument. Doesn't wash. You're back. Yeah. Did it work?
No, it didn't.
So. Did you?
Yeah.
Denise, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and visiting the show. And we appreciate it. It's always nice to have a new member to the family.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Can't. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about the protests there. Of course, the guy has been charged with what, Shane? Wanton disregard or something like that. And
with, yes.
Yeah. And they wanted murder for it. So not getting murder, obviously.
Well, it's wanton abuse. He had a legal firearm. Why brought it to the protest? Because it's, you know, friendly and peaceful. I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner, although 1,000 people died since this all started on Labor Day in May, so that's not a good thing. But the handling of it is quite different than you have seen in other major cities, which is interesting to see, for Americans to see. Controlling crowds, and that it can be done, even if they do want to present serious distress and intent to destroy. They attacked a police building in Louisville, with the idea of burning it down, because it also has a lockup. It's a pretty significant building, so that's regrettable. Again, you covered by local news. Oh my goodness, was it covered? Helicopters flying overhead, filming it for the local news. And once again, I want to emphasize this: it's local news that will probably be the big determination after this is over, because they are showing it raw, live, and on television in all these cities. So. It has an amazing situation. Well, Tom went away, Jim. That may be why you don't hear the. Jim says you're not.
I hope we fixed it. I think we did, maybe. So.
Yeah, Jim says I don't hear Tom echoing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I'm echoing anymore, hopefully.
Is it a button?
All right, good. Yeah. So, yeah, going away and coming back, I guess, may have helped.
I've done that, yeah.
Census. The census bugged me the last time. I refused to do the long form, and they came to the house about five times and threatened me with a jail and everything else. And of course, nothing ever happened. But the census, for all intents and purposes, is just a laundry list of free stuff. It's a laundry list of free stuff for folks that, you know, for whatever reason, refuse to live the American dream, which is go out and make your way in the world.
Yeah, well, I mailed ours in, then I got a letter, and then I did it online, and then I got another letter that someone would come to my house. They did, and they said they'd be back in 2 days. They were, so I filled it out three times.
They counted you three times more than likely, I'm guessing.
I guess that's what they wanted. They liked the first time I filled it out so well, they wanted two more.
Okay. All right, sounds good to me. Okay. Well, Trump gave a gave another stump speech last night, Florida, wasn't it? I think it was him.
Yeah.
Well, wherever he was. Anyway, hard to keep track. He's going so many different places, and
And then, of course, the big announcement tomorrow in the White House about Amy. I'm sure it's Amy. I can't see it. I mean, it could be someone else, but I doubt.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Amy. Well, they said that the last time they thought about putting up Amy, but they thought Kavanaugh would be easier to confirm. How'd that go for you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the problem that the Democrats have is twofold. He's got time. So it will be done. He's president until the 20th of January. One way or another, he will have another member, associate justice on the Supreme Court. Two, it's smart to get it done before the election, because if it goes crazy, you want a full court. You don't want to split 4-4.
Yeah, because it will go to the court. It will go to the Supreme Court.
Number three, he has a constitutional obligation to do it. One of the reasons he got elected was to do this. So, of course, I'll keep going. Number four, if the Democrats were in power, they'd be doing it. You know, and number five, it's clear from probably the polls, internal and external, because they don't want to talk about it, that people want this done. Americans are, you know, fair-minded people. And, you know, again, the demolition party is just overreaching. We're going to pack the court. You know, we're going to review this. We're going to impeach him. I mean, like, I can't believe, like, it's just, like, I don't understand. I guess they just really believe they're going to win this election. Of course, they did with Hillary, so what the heck?
Yeah. Let's see. Craig says, Shane, Obama didn't buy votes before the election. Before an election, Americans enrolled in Medicare would receive a $200 card in the mail in several weeks, a brazenly political effort to gain stronger support among older Americans, because election day costing taxpayers $6.6 billion. Well, I don't know where you're getting your numbers, but anyway.
Well, anyway, again, you know, this is natural politics, and running a country doesn't stop because of an election. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
Decisions you make don't stop because there's an election. It's, like you said last night, you know, in the middle of his speech, he goes, sit down. We're going to be here for a while. I have nothing else to do except run a country.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, all I got to do.
That's why that big, beautiful plane behind him, the White House, is an Oval Office. He can do anything and run the country from it. So, come on, Craig. You're smarter than that. You know that.
Jim says, let's go pay for felons in Florida, Alex, for $800. So,
that's now, because you've got, you know, the ex-mayor of New York, Minnie Mike, you know, billionaire. Yeah, with this $16 billion, he's hit almost $2 billion that he spent for nothing. What? Oh, no, that's not true. He bought a vote in Samoa in the primary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the other thing,
he wants to cover the cost of specific groups, Mexicans and African Americans. Interesting thing, there's about 54,000 African Americans in Florida that have been released and owe money, but he's only looking at around 16,000 of them. So I guess he's polled the ones that'll vote Democrat.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and the Election Commission is looking at it. Is he breaking a law? Because he who doesn't, and you know, how they plan to vote and all that stuff. So
I'd hate to be him in discovery and the prosecutors say, how did you decide to pick, you know, 16,000 out of 54,000 African Americans to help? You know, like, how'd you do that? How did you determine who you were going to help with? Oh, I went on the basis of their crime. Yeah, right. Sure. That's that. Yeah, right. So less of crime.
Yeah. Well, the downside will be that won't be contested or decided before the election. So downside.
I'm just commenting.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying it won't be done before the election. So whether he pays them or doesn't pay them, you know, and they vote accordingly, that could make a difference in Florida. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know, this whole thing with General Flynn blew up again yesterday because his lawyer, Freedom of Information Act, got a bunch of additional information from the FBI, including emails, that one of which said, you know, if someone gets a hold of this because of the Freedom of Information Act, we're in trouble. That was my favorite one. Like,
Jim says, I've been posting all over Facebook that I want the two women to be put on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court had 10 on it before. Do you know? Do you know I have a reason why Trump could not appoint it plumb full? Trump needs more arrows, like Nancy said. Well, Trump's got plenty of arrows. He can do whatever he wants to do with the with that. And Jim says, let's look at the taxes to see where the money is coming from. And yeah, I would go along with that as well.
Well, okay,
so where all the stuff's coming from.
Yeah, let's talk about this briefly. Look, the first federal court that was created by Washington was for international trade regarding pirates. And yeah, that was the first court, amazingly enough. After the Civil War, there was an attempt to increase the number of justices, and it happened under Grant. So the Constitution doesn't specify nine. All it says is that the president will recommend an appointment to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court or the Senate will advise and consent. You know, that they will take it up. They'll advise the president whether they want like it or not, and then they'll either vote it up or down. There's nothing in your Constitution about committee hearings or anything else. We've told, as we pointed out, four since 1900 were approved on the day they were nominated. And it was FDR that saw this sort of a hole in the Constitution and attempted to, you know, appoint a number of additional justices, associate justices, which the Senate refused. They just said, no, nine is enough. Yes, we've had more, we've had less. You originally started out with three, then you went to six. And the most you've had is 11. It's always ended back up at nine because it just works out better that way. It's easier for them to gather around a table, have a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Every Friday they meet, cases are assigned. And then on Mondays they sit around the table and they discuss cases that have been assigned where everyone's thinking they'll vote. And the Chief Justice picks people to write the different opinions, those for, those against. So it's not a big process. The more judges you have, clearly the more involved it becomes. And it's not meant to be a council. It's not meant to be a political meeting. Judges, they're not red or white. They wear black robes. That's it. I mean, these are all rhetorical comments, but that's what it is. Ours wear a white collar. Used to wear wigs, but not anymore.
It is what it is, right?
Here you go. Can't see you. There you are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was waiting in the wings for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and this whole thing about taxes, talking about taxing the rich, look, the bottom line is 87% of all the taxes in your country are paid by the upper 10%. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you go to the Treasury Department, go to the IRS, Commerce Department, go look at the budget. And taxing people more is not the problem. We know that. It's never been the problem. There's plenty of taxes that are paid.
Spending's always been the issue, not taxing anybody.
I can remember for the last 20 years, including Obama and Clinton, Democrat, Republican, you know, they've all attempted to reduce costs, reduce every department by 5 cents, 5%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've all agreed that the Office of Budget and Management, the OMB, or Office of Management Budget or whatever, and the OMB, that, a 5% reduction in every cabinet position would balance the budget. But even Trump's wanted. No one seems to want it. It's really funny because even though he's commander in chief and he tells people what to do, they don't necessarily do it. So there you go.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Let's see. Jim says, I wanted to put 10 on using the two women that are running so we can watch the Democrats' head explode. Well, he may be, if he's reelected, there's an excellent chance that Clarence Thomas may resign.
Yes.
Somewhere down the line. And that would, he could put another conservative woman on the court and the women could battle it out 2-2. But right now, if Amy does go on the court, she is certainly I would say, from all I've read and seen about her, she is conservative more than liberal. Mm-hmm. But we thought the same thing about Roberts and
Souter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Sandra Day O'Connor, too. Thanks to her, you've got abortion. You know, you got Roe v. Wade. So.
And Alito.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you'd have what would you have? You'd have Alito, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch, and Amy, and Thomas. So you'd have 5-4.
Well, and I really believe, you know, in your republic, it's the majority rules and rights of the minority, and mm-hmm. so I believe when people. And then women put a black robe on, become a judge. They look at that rights of the majority. I mean, to them, that's what they're looking at, right? I think.
Yeah.
And that's why you see these decisions, because they're more concerned about protecting the rights of the minority in your country. And I don't know that that's so unfair. The problem
well,
that
no.
I
no, it isn't. What happens
when a minority is recognized and provided. Yeah. They're asked for. They keep asking for more. It's like, you know.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, I have no problem with you know, gays getting married. The only problem I have with gays getting married is don't call it marriage. Call it something.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a requirement. That's right.
Yeah, you know, you can have all the rights you want. You know, but you've already labeled yourself LGBTQ, you know, so why not call it something other than marriage? The other thing is that, you know, when, you know, Martin Luther King got the Civil Rights Act passed and all these things, and what happened? You know, all the inner cities, or most all the inner cities anyway, where police are reluctant to go because it's very dangerous, aren't run by NASCAR tobacco chewing rednecks. You know, they're run by blacks, and you know they've taken advantage of the freedom and equality they were given to take it off the deep end to now you owe us because you know you were so bad to us in the past, so now you owe us. You know, I guess we don't know the Japanese anything for internment camps, and I guess we don't know the American Indians anything, but we sure owe the blacks for how badly. You know, they were treated way back when. So, you know, that's where we are.
Well, you know, the Voting Rights Act of your country are clear. There's been 5. 3 were legislated and 2 are amendments to your Constitution.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that there hasn't been an effort mm-hmm. for people to have equal rights to vote. Sure. But you have to look at the states because they're the ones who are responsible for it because of the 14th Amendment. And
yeah.
Amazingly enough, and I mean, it's just fact, it's always mm-hmm. been Democratic states that have elicited or tried to restrict the rights of minorities to vote. It's just, that's a fact. It's not,
sure.
Don't argue it because it's just fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim says, I'm 100% totally for a flat tax that we have, or for a flat tax, what we have now is not fair to the little guy, 20%. With no exceptions, no exemptions. So,
works. All I can tell you is it works. You look to Canada, don't look to a state. We have the general service tax, GST, start off at 6% in 95 with a $1.2 billion debt. We were really concerned about it. And bam, within 7 months, they'd reduced that $1.2 billion debt to like, or $1.2 trillion to a, like a trillion. Like, and they were going, wow, that's great. I had a grandfather clause of 2 years. Within the 2 years, they dropped it to five and kept it. By 2015, we were down to $600 billion. So we paid half our debt in 10 years. No, excuse me. Yeah, 20 years. In 20 years, we paid down half our debt. And, of course, the remarkable thing was it just, it was cash every month. You know, it just came in because retailers and everyone.
Everybody was paying it. So, yeah.
So it worked so well, they didn't want to get rid of it. When the grandfather clause came in after 2 years and they reduced it from six to five, they said, well, gee, we're not going to get rid of it. We're actually going to extend it because it works so well. So bottom line, it does. Our exemption doesn't include food, doesn't include children's clothes or school supplies. You sign off at a register for those things. So it works. It works. And, you know, it's primarily a tax on wealthy people. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, because they're the ones who spend all the time. They're always out spending money.
Yeah.
On expensive.
Are you done?
Always.
Okay. Jim wants to know, calling it something else when gays get married, 100% right, Tom. Yeah, I believe that because there's no confusion. You know, if I walk up to you at a party, Shane, and I say, are you a religious? There's probably three answers you can give me. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Or I'm an agnostic. I might believe, but I sort of question, you know, God.
Well, the problem is in both our countries, you know, the government doesn't want to not have a piece of the action and get paid for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So of course you have to buy a marriage license. There lies in the problem. Mm-hmm. If the government federally or provincially here or federally or statewide there, just called it a license, right? Not a marriage license, might solve the problem, but no. So it's one of those things, you know, you got to buy a marriage license. So clearly you're getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget what they call it in California. It's not a marriage license. My wife and I were married in California and we have something else besides
an indentured servitude contract.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I'm indebted to her forever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like all those white people on the boats that came to Jamestown. They all had to sign indentured servitude contracts.
That's right. Yeah.
The serfs. I mean, that's what they were. They were the serfs of England that wanted to go get paid. But the company that paid for it took everything they produced, they weren't allowed to go out and claim or stake claim for land. So, you know, this whole 1619 project, the New York Times is trying to a lie because everybody that came to Jamestown was a slave. Everyone, all the white people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So. Yeah. So. Well. Yeah, but as I say, you know, if I came up to you at a party and asked if you were married, you could say, "Sure, he's right over there." So, you know, unless he says he's right over there, you know, I may ask you about kids. You know, what does your wife do? And I think in the case of men, I think both are considered a husband. I don't think they have wives.
Oh, that's a free choice.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
I don't think you can deny that choice. Some people, some couples may see it as a male female.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked that way. So.
Marriage definition, a noun, the legal and formally recognized union of two people as partners in a personal relationship. All right. So
has to be a special, that has to be a special dictionary.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's not what it says in the Bible.
Yeah, that's not what it says in the Bible, that's for sure. So, okay. So, well, I don't want to get into the whole gay marriage thing here, so we'll move on to other topics. But let's see. The other thing that's going on is Biden continues to lead in a lot of polls, Shane. He's ahead in Ohio, ahead in Pennsylvania, ahead in Nevada, you know, depending on which poll you are. And I still have to question, the guy doesn't go out and campaign. He doesn't answer any questions. He doesn't take press interviews. He doesn't do much of anything. Are these polls just the way I voted last time? I didn't vote for Trump. I voted against Hillary. So is that what we're seeing here?
Well, of course, that's been the whole campaign.
Yeah.
Biden was going to be bounced last November, and then South Carolina came along, and a black congressman stood up and said, oh, I'm going to support him. So he won. Mm-hmm. And then Super Tuesday came along, and Pocahontas bailed on Sanders, didn't support him. And so Biden won again. And at the end of the day, that's who the woke media wanted. You know, they didn't want Sanders. They didn't want Uncle Bernie, because neither of them would win. The bottom line is that, you know, they've tried to sell him as a centrist, but, you know, the problem he has is he's been for something before he was against it, or he's been against something before he's been for it. Doesn't work well in a campaign. I find it on a state-to-state basis, the things that he said and how it would affect him, I find it radically strange that Pennsylvania would want to give up fracking and their oil industry. Ohio, I mean, so many, you know, it's just, it's just remarkable. You see what's going on in these Democratic states run by Democrats. They made a big issue of that, the Republicans. It's good. But there have been mistakes made of information sharing, we know, from COVID, because you and I have. It's just the irony has been crazy. This week is one, next week is different. So that's hard when you're being shot at and said, you know, you got it wrong. But again, the demolition party, that, you know, instead of coming out and pointing out the mistakes that have been made on a continuous basis, which is a good argument because everyone knows that, right? Because everyone's scared, want to know. But instead of making that argument, you know, the demolition party, and Biden comes out and said, you've killed all these people. You're responsible for it. You should have started a week earlier. Yeah. You should have been more xenophobic. You should have been more racist. You know, like, you know, I don't know
all those things. Yeah.
These campaigns, like, who comes up with all these stupid things?
Well, that's it. So, well, in regards to the dictionary James used, Google is the Bible. So he Googled, marriage, I guess, and that's the definition that Google shows us. So that's where we are with that. So, right. Well, it's interesting to speculate about these, you know, about these polls. We keep talking about them all the time, and you know, as Sandy says, I think the polls are fake. The media reports it as if he's winning. To make the conservatives believe it, it doesn't matter if I vote, no brain is winning. Yeah, so.
Well, Rasmussen polling is probably, if my memory serves me right, the oldest since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And they have they have Trump up at 54. They have him with 31% of the Mexican vote. And 25 to 35% of the African American vote. So, just those two numbers, true, he wins big time, right? There's a couple of people have come out after us, but they've come out in the last week and said that right now it looks like Trump has a clear path to around 300 to 35 or 36 electoral votes. So I'm at 368. We'll see what happens.
Well, another thing has come up. We've had some missing mail-in ballots running around the country. Not many, but a few here and there.
No, but the military ones, that's so bad in many ways,
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the problem we've talked about with mail-in ballots. There are, you know, senior citizens, somebody else fills out the ballot for them. You know, with everybody getting a ballot in the mail, there is a lot of people who could fill in both Trump or Biden, either one, whatever they want. And the thing that we don't know, Shane, I know you think this is the case, that there are literally millions of people out there who don't want to admit they're for Trump for whatever reason. They fear reprisal, or they're car keyed or whatever. You know, they're not going to put a Trump sign in their yard. They're not going to put a Trump bumper sticker on their car. And of those, I wonder how many of that silent majority are in the independents. You know, is it half and half? Is it 60-40, 70-30, 80-20? You know, we don't know until all the ballots are counted. And we're pretty sure that they're not going to be counted on election night. Just not possible to do it.
Yesterday, I spent two hours last evening looking at local news coverage of states that have started early voting. I found consistent, interesting, because they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went and asked people these three questions were primary. Why are you voting? I'm voting because mm-hmm. I vote to count and I don't trust the mail. That was number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, were you prepared to stand and wait? Yes, I've been waiting 4 hours to vote. I mean, you know, that all everybody, because the lines are huge. And number three, have you decided who you're going to vote for? And they all said someone that's healthy. That was the most amazing response that I got. Was
really?
That, yeah, someone who's healthy, which means, you know, I think people are really looking at the fact that Biden is now campaigning, and anywhere he goes, there's no one there. I really think that affects them. The media, and I think it is affecting the campaign.
Yeah, well, I think because even Camilla's been missing in action. Shane, she hasn't been out there. You know, you would think she would run point for this, and she just hasn't. You know,
yeah, so. And they talk about all the money that they've raised, but when you see the coverage locally again. For their events, nobody's there. I mean, they get off these private jets, and they're not big private jets, so they're not spending like Hillary. Remember Hillary last time in 2016 had that 757, you know, billion-dollar plane to, you know, compare with Trump plane.
Sure.
But they're on private jets, so they're not even leasing jets. They're borrowing jets.
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting the airports. No one's there. And, you know, they're not having any rallies. And, of course, their argument is not safe, right? Right. But it's okay for hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands or thousands of people to, you know, demonstrate or protest in your cities with or without masks. You know, it's a contradiction. People look at and go, this just doesn't make sense. You know, it's
Yeah. Well, the other news, of course, that's been dominating here the last 3 or 4 days, Trump doubles down, refusing to commit to accepting the election loss. And I guess the National Guard's going to have to come in and drag he and Melania out of the White House, and, you know, with Barron kicking and screaming behind them. And they aren't going to be able to take the dishes or the furniture with them, so...
Same answering game that gave the last time. We'll see. You know, there's states that are contested. I have lawyers. I'll try and see what the situation is. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he asked her. She didn't respond. Well, we know what she did. She denied it. She's denied it for 4 years. The entire demolition party had.
Yeah.
Instead, they went after him and, you know, with a coup. They tried to get him out of office by a coup. They tried to get him out of office by getting to resign. They tried to get him out of office by impeaching him. You know, it's just so bad to, I mean, talk about overreach. I mean, look at this.
I know. I was going to say, if anybody rejected the election last time, Most of the Republicans, I don't think. That,
and of course, who came out first? Hillary, sitting in her little seat, looking up at the camera, going, you know, Biden should not, you know, concede for any reason. Yeah. Wonder if a landslide. Like, if it's a landslide, you concede? Like, really? Yeah.
Well, we'll see. That's what we talked about earlier. How much of that independent are, you know, are Trump folks that want to keep, you know, keep that going? So, well, let's see. Jim says Biden came out of the basement, saw his shadow. Four more years of Trump. That's a good one. And Linda says, I can't wait for the debate. Should be entertaining. Well, we hope it is because we're going to have to talk about it on Wednesday, next Wednesday. So it'll be interesting to see how they both perform. I don't think Trump is doing a whole lot of preparation, although he answers tough questions every day from the media. Biden supposedly is now in serious debate prep. So I'm sure they're asking him about Hunter and you know, if that does come up, what are you going to say? So I think he'll be prepared for any Hunter things that might come up. So,
well, I had an epiphany, Jim, and in response to your comment, here's my epiphany. So it occurred to me that AOC was a bartender, as we all know, before she became a congresswoman. Mm-hmm. And clearly she knew what Weinstein was up to. Because apparently rumor is, her favorite drink that she sold in her bar was a Harvey, you know,
Wallbanger.
Harvey Wallbanger, yeah. So she knew ahead of everyone else what Harvey was up to. Like that, this girl might, you know, she might have the chops, baby.
That's a stretch.
No, I just wanted to go viral, Tom. You know, the Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah, right.
New Wallstein. Maybe she met him.
I think there was some wall banging going on, but I don't know. But anyway, Craig says Trump didn't win in 2016 as much as Hillary lost. And I'd agree with that. Hillary did a poor campaign. She kissed off the battleground states that have always gone Democrat and didn't go there as much as she should have. And that's why she lost. You know, she got 3 million more votes than Trump did, but she got him in the wrong places. And that's what you're supposed to do in a campaign, is make your candidates' folks vote where it doesn't count, like California and like, you know, Dade County or wherever. Yeah, or New York. Yeah.
Well, you're right, Craig. 2016 was Hillary's campaign to lose, and she did.
Yeah, I didn't see any way she could lose. I really didn't, you know, because I wrote the three things why she would be the, you know, she would have been the first woman president, and she'd be the first husband and wife president, and she would also be what was the third thing? You get Bill back. Yeah, you get Bill back in the White House and make all the decisions. So yeah, what's not to like? I was going to say, what's not to like? You know, Bill could be meeting the Girl Scouts in the Rose Garden, you know, while Hillary's taking care of the matters of state. Yeah, I know. he can be on, you know, the plane to Lolita Island.
Well,
she's taking care of business.
It's a terrible thing to say, but everyone found out who was under Bill's desk, you know. So,
yeah. Yeah.
People wonder who's under Hillary's desk. Anyway, Craig, you're right. This year, it's Trump's it's Trump's campaign to lose. You know, this will not be that Biden won. It will be that Trump lost. Yes, so you're quite right on that.
Well, and also, I believe the fact that Trump is going all over the place proves that exactly what you're saying is that it's his to lose. And if he didn't get out there and campaign his butt off, you know, making all these stops and things, he could lose very easily. You know, so.
Yes, I agree with that. But having said that, this is the way he loves to campaign. It's his last campaign.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And he loves this. He can do it. Mm-hmm. And everywhere he goes, he reaches people locally, local reporters, with newspapers, with local televisions stations. Mm-hmm. And that's the big win for him. So yeah. It costs him less to do that than to buy advertising that no one's watching. So they'll watch their news and they'll see his interview, or they'll see what, you know, some 30-second run of the rally or peaceful demonstration. And that's the big win for him. And that's winning every day. Today is three. He's got three rallies today, starting Monday, three a day until the election.
So we'll see. Let's see. James says, watch out for the unexpected from Trump in the debate. One phrase can turn it for you. You know, as he told Hillary, she should be in jail. You know, I think that's where he won the election, right there, that she should be in jail. Yeah.
Because she set it up. Yeah. Remember, she set it up.
She did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness we live in a country where Mr. Trump doesn't have control of the Department of Justice.
And otherwise you'd be in jail, yeah. Yeah, America was sick of Hillary and the Democrat Party, and Trump was a fresh idea. That's why he won. He was actually a choice worth voting for. Trump will win this time because he's the first president since Kennedy that has really done anything. And he has kept more promises than any president I can remember in recent times, Shane.
Well, and the best thing that he's got, I think, in response to that, Jim, is on his Trump speech where he says, I'm here because Obama and Biden failed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line. You know, and he said, if it wasn't for Obama and Biden and the things they did and their failure, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good line. I'm just waiting for him to, excuse me, say that, you know, what do you have to lose line? Because I think that's a good line. I asked you 4 years ago, what do you have to lose? Now you know mm-hmm. what you have to lose. So I like that combination. But apparently his staff doesn't, and they don't watch our show.
Yeah. Well, that would be it. So. That's the problem. They don't watch our show. What are they thinking? I don't know. So anyway, but let's see. We had one other thing here I wanted to cover before we leave. The first
real quick. So all the gubernatorial races right now, the Republicans are up in their states, so they are secure, and they're leading in three of the blue states. So. This could end up being a 29-21 governorship situation going into January 20th, which means mm-hmm. Trump wins anyway, no matter what happens. So if that holds, game over. So we have a number of games here we got to cover in the next 40 days. So we'll cover them.
That's true. Yeah, we got to do that. So, well, the first man cured of HIV infection now has terminal cancer, Shane. That's the latest from the AP line. First person known to have been cured of HIV infection says he's terminally ill from a recurrence of the cancer that prompted his historic treatment 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Timothy Ray Brown was known for years as the Berlin patient. Brown had a transplant in Germany from a donor with natural resistance to the AIDS virus. It was thought to have cured Brown's leukemia and HIV, but Brown says his cancer returned last year and has spread widely. His case has inspired scientists to seek more practical ways to try to cure HIV.
Yeah, it's
an interesting thing to
important because you have two cells for defense. B cells are your immunity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
B cells hold the key to immunity to diseases like we have, like polio. And the T cells mm-hmm. enhance your immune system. So it's the T cells that build the ability, you know, provide the ability for your system to fight off infections. Yeah. Talked about. Mm-hmm. Bacterial, fungal, and viral.
Yeah. Craig says Trump said he if he loses he won't go quiet, won't go peacefully. Well, I think he'll go peacefully, but he's just said we're going to wait till the dust clears and somebody's declared a winner before I leave. You know, and that could be who knows. when that will be, because it won't be election night. I know that for sure. Nobody's going to call.
Yeah, it will. It's the last.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
It'll be over.
They can't. They can't.
Mississippi. It'll be over.
They can't.
I'm sorry. It's going to be over.
They can't.
Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't. They can't call it.
Yeah, they can't.
No, somebody's got to sit down and compare those signatures. Can't do it.
Won't matter. It'll be like John King, CNN, election night 2016, looking at Pennsylvania and Trump leading by 75,000 and looking at the counties that hadn't reported, and they know exactly how many people are in every single county on those boards. And he said, oh, there's not enough, no matter how, you know, there's just not enough votes to, you know, make up for what he's winning by.
But they're not going to have 75,000 counted that quickly.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, I did. You said if he's ahead by 75,000.
Yeah, well, if he's leading by enough in counties in a state that no matter how many, you know, ballots they have that haven't been counted, and they're not more than what he's winning by, he's won.
Well, I understand that, but they're not going to be able to count enough ballots to determine that he won that state by that evening. Certainly not in New York and Massachusetts or Connecticut or Illinois or Wisconsin or Michigan. They're not going to be able to count those that fast. They just aren't. Sorry. Well, somebody's got to sit down and look at them, Shane. Somebody's got to compare the signatures with every card.
But that's not my point, is it?
Well, the point is, they're not going to be able to compare all those signatures and ballots on election eve or election night.
Now, if you go back to 2016 and you look at what happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio and Pennsylvania.
But they weren't mail-in ballots.
Can I finish?
Go for it.
If you go back to the election night on 2016, the people that called the election included those mail-in ballots that existed then. So the bottom line here is the ballots that were requested, right? That's
right.
Great,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're open and counted, and the mail-in ballots that have been provided will be opened and counted, and the bottom line will be how many are there and where are they? You know, where are they? This is going to happen in Democratic states, but the primary states that he'll have to win are Pittsburgh. I mean, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and perhaps Minnesota. So I see him double or probably from the primary, the Republican primaries that were held, you know, probably tripling, because that's basically what happened. People for the primary with him uncontested, three times more people showed up for the primaries than they did 2016, and he wasn't even contested. They just wanted to go out and vote for him. So
I know, but and that's fine.
That's just increasing then.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that these states didn't have mail-in ballots in 2016, and they're going to have them this time.
Yeah, and that primarily those are states that don't matter. So,
well,
they're going to go blue anyway, so it's votes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let me reiterate then that there will not be a call for the president of the United States on November 4th.
Third. On November 3rd, no, there will
be. The 3rd is the voting day. The 4th is the day after.
There won't be
a president declared on the 4th.
No, it'll be on the night of the 3rd. I'll put a breakfast on that if I can ever go back.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will. I'll be happy to put a breakfast on that. That's a sure thing.
Before midnight Tuesday night.
That's fine. Yeah. Nope. Won't happen.
Well, I'm making a declaration. It'll be they'll call him the new president by midnight of Tuesday.
Not going to happen. So. All right. What happened? let's see. What is the movie saying? Don't go peaceful into the night. Fight, fight, fight. I will not go peacefully into that good night. Isn't that some poem or something? I forget what it is. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway. We've got to go. You know that? You know that, Shane? I think we're done.
It's your call, man.
I think I'm done. Yeah, I think we've harassed these people enough for an hour. Well, over an hour, maybe. Let's see. We got maybe one more comment. Let's see. Jim says, if Trump wins, he needs to be sure to double and triple his security. There you go. Yeah. So why not? Of course. Hey, don't forget, we're here every weekday at 9 o'clock Mountain Time. So be sure and tune in here on Facebook and YouTube at 9 o'clock every morning, every weekday morning, I should say. And also, we're on the radio tomorrow, so you can listen to us live anywhere in the world, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Click Listen Now at KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM, KMMSAM.com. Just click on Listen Now, and you can hear our three-hour with a limited commercial interruption radio. And if you missed any of our past shows, you can watch them also at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast. It'll take you over to where our podcasts and videos are. And if you're watching us on YouTube, by all means, please subscribe, like us. And what story did you like that we did today? Do you think the ballots will be counted by the end of the evening on election, or is Shane right or am I right that we're going to be into Christmas before we know who the president of the United States is? So we'll see. Shane and I got a breakfast riding on it, so we need your comments. Do you believe the election will be called that night, just like it always is, or will it be another time? So, all right. Thanks for watching and listening. Say goodbye, Shane.
I will indeed. Thank you, our great host, the Eagle Man. Listen, folks, it's so important every day. Be happy and be safe. I say that because yesterday my daughter celebrated her 15th anniversary with her significant Chris in Australia. So love out to two of you.
Yeah.
Live in the moment. You know, there are so few moments in this life. And when you realize it, they go by so quickly. So live in the moment. Live to work. You know, don't work for the man if you can't. Do something that you love to do. We're all blessed, and thank God that he blessed all the people of Canada, the United States, and even more so important, even by birth, we've been lucky enough to grow up and live in the two greatest country clubs in the world.
Amen to that. All right. Let's see. Linda says, great show. Thank you. Jim says, great show, guys. Next week, or see you next week, I'll be listening to you from Wyoming. Well, don't forget to listen to us tomorrow, KMMSAM.com. We'll be over there tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Just click on Listen Now, and you'll be taken over there. Hey, don't forget, all views are welcome here. We love your comments and your thoughts on what we're talking about. And, hey, if you think it there, we'll say it here. So we'll see everybody tomorrow morning on the air, KMMSAM.com, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.